You know, that's the eventual goal, right? Is to start actually getting stuff out of here. In a variety of ways. Getting off to other people, or I don't know if that's selling video games or what, but I, you know, there's just a lot of stuff. Like, I have a box here of Super Famicom tapes. And you know, none of them are worth anything, as far as I know. And so it's really just a factor of just like, okay, I don't, like, maybe I hang on to this one. This is the Sailor Moon game. Like, maybe I go through it and I hang on to like five of them or whatever. But like, when you buy, when you go on eBay, and I assume it's still this way, because why wouldn't it be? But when you would go on eBay and they're like, do you want 100 Super Famicom tapes? And you're like, yes, just send me 100 Super Famicom tapes for, you know, $50 or $100, whatever it ends up being. It's going to be a lot of games you don't want to have, and also a lot of games you are unable to read. And, you know, that's of limited use. But also, it's weird, you know, I think that this is something, maybe it'll be different down here. Maybe I can drive into Hollywood and go to Game Dude, because it's a much larger store than, in a much larger city than, you know, where I was before. But, like, there was not a lot of interest in Japanese video games at the retro stores that were in my area before, because just the clientele that came in was not interested in buying that stuff. So if I walked in and said, like, here's a bunch of, you know, Super Famicom horse racing games, they were like, yeah, no one's ever going to buy that. So we will give you maybe 50 cents, you know, nothing for it. And that'll be that. So it's kind of, but you know, I went to Game Dude about 3 years ago now, 4 years ago, whatever it was. And, I didn't see a ton of Japanese stuff there then, so I just wonder, you know, especially stuff that's not like, you know, stuff that's not going to be easy for English speakers to pick up and play, right? I mean, or like, you know, hey, it's from a major franchise, like the Sailor Moon game. Maybe they buy that and they're like, it's a rare Japanese Sailor Moon game. And someone buys it and goes, I can't fit it into my system. How do I do this? And then, you know, then chaos ensues. But, you know, when you got, like, what, Derby Stallion, whatever it is, no one's ever going to fucking buy that. This Ranma 1/2 game, maybe someone's like, oh, shit, is that the good one? And then they get duped into buying it, but, even that's unlikely. Where's my box cutter? Where to go? Back inside. I'm going to grab... I'll bring you with me. We're going back inside to get my box cutter. So I have to open this Rock Revolution box and then disassemble this Rock Revolution drum kit and put it in the Rock Revolution box. Once and for all. Speaking of awesome things that definitely, you know... a game store will be interested. Oh yeah, Rock Revolution. Yeah, no, these are flying off the shelves. Rare as hell. Everyone wants the Rock Revolution drum kit. Okay. I'm waiting for a package that supposedly I will have to sign for. And I'm hoping that shows up before the show. But I doubt it will.
It is a physical copy, I believe, of Nintendo Switch Sports with the leg strap.
I know. Okay. Now the movers put a bunch of packing tape on this Rock Revolution box, you know, thus lowering its value, really. I should have filed a claim with them for all the damage they did to these non-collectible cardboard boxes. Oh man, I have no idea how this is going to fit back in here. There is nothing about this cardboard container that makes it obvious how I will put this drum kit and the stand back in it. This is fucking... I'm wasting my fucking time. Just throw all this shit away.
Ugh.
Well, okay. Rock Revolution. Should I clean it up first? It's very dusty. Should I clean it up before I put it away? I would have to go find a towel or rag of some kind. I'm looking around. I am not seeing anything suitable here in the garage already. So, it's very dusty. What if I wonder,
this seems like it would be a very bad solution. Let's
pick this up, walk it over here. Try this air compressor. Tiny bit off, but not enough to actually
matter. Okay. Well, I don't see anything to wipe the... let's take this. Let's just do this. Let's use this quick once over on dirt here.
Beat some of the dirt off it.
Yep. Good. And now I guess I'll try to... Okay, we're going to disassemble the Rock Revolution drum kit
and attempt to put it back in its box. Do I need to take these all the way out? I do. Okay. That's half of the bolts removed. Set these up here. Now the other half. One and another one. Well, this cable was all pinched in the bracket for who knows how long, and now it's completely flattened there. I wonder if this even still works. Probably didn't crimp anything too bad.
Be funny if it was just completely broken. Here I am trying to...
Okay. Okay. Take this cable, it is wrapped around the drum stand. Oh, so fucking annoying. All right, come on. Get out from under this. Give me, oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna lean that there, do this. Okay, now, can I determine Okay, that looks like the drum pad. So that does look like the... Okay, then now does it go this way or is that upside down? That's the question. That looks like it goes in right like that. Okay. Okay, so we got the drums in. But where's the...
Okay, well, let's take the...
The stand apart here. Or collapse it? I wonder if it has to come all the way apart or...
Oh, man. I don't want to... What am I doing?
Okay, so there's that part. Some of this looks like it might fit into that piece of the cardboard. I'm going to start a website. And what we're going to do is it's going to be a community of enthusiasts that love to take pictures of things before they unbox them. And with the goal being to show you how to rebox them later. It's like, hey, all this cardboard doesn't make any sense anymore. Like, surely there are some grooves here that this drum stand fits into, but will you find them? Who knows? And so it'll be like, hey, I've got a Rock Revolution drum kit for Xbox 360. It'll be like, oh, here's what that looks like in the box. So you can look at it and go, oh, okay, so this piece fits into this. Okay, no, I get it. And you can put it all back in the box and be done. And I'll be a billionaire. Yeah, I should probably go look at an eBay listing and... I think the main thing I want to know is if the brackets go inside with the drums or if they end up going on top. I don't think they go on top, but I have to look at the stupid grooves on them to figure it out. Okay. We have removed all the bolts from the stand. And lost all the process. There it is. Okay. Okay, we've got all the bolts and shitty hardware there. Oh wait, there's one left that I have not taken out. So now we have the H-shaped piece that goes on the ground. Is that, can I click on links? I cannot click on links in this app. Can you at me on Discord with that? Or just DM it to me. I think you should be able, huh? Thank you. Don't remember if my DM's on Discord are wide open or not. Or just, yeah, just at me on one of those servers. I don't know. I think you're on like two or three with me. So. Alright, unscrew. This thing is long. Oh god! Almost dropped that on my foot. That's fine. This is all fine. Okay. Now I have one large H and one slightly smaller H. Let's see if we can figure out where they go. Okay, thank you. I'm now loading this up. Okay, what does that looks like? Huh. That looks like a bunch of hardware, or a bunch of cardboard that I don't have anymore, is what that looks like.
So it looks like the stand just goes on top. So I close this up. And then just throw the stand in. Yes, that did work. Thank you. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to try and fit the shaped, molded cardboard thing over the top of the drum controller, sealing it up forever. Okay, that's a triangular bit, so that probably goes that way. These circle-y bits are going to be the bigger drum pads. Okay, this goes this way. Yeah. But it doesn't go that way flush enough in a way that's going to let me fit this stand in here. This is what I was truly afraid of. Maybe it does go the other way. Nope, that doesn't. Oh, maybe this needs to go. Is there something under it preventing it from getting as flat as it should? No? Oh, the sticks need to come out. Yeah. There we go. These Rock Revolution branded drumsticks. For this thing. At least I don't have it with it, so. So really, I should just take it and throw it the fuck away. No, because I'm actually looking at another box right here that is full of Guitar Hero guitars and shit like that, so. Okay, so wait a minute. So when I put that, that's full. I can't put the stand in, that doesn't fit. What the fuck? All right, we need to look at these fucking pictures again. Okay. That's not it. There. Okay. So there we have the H-shaped thing, and then the other bit was broken apart even further, and that looks like it's set. You know what? This packaging looks completely different now that I'm looking at it. Like, this one doesn't have any of the molded That's weird. That's weird. Why is... Ugh. Okay. So I have a different box than this one. I wonder, maybe the Xbox 360 boxes were different. I don't know. Probably not. Okay, this piece doesn't come apart any further. It's just an H-shaped thing. We're gonna see if it fits into any spot. Okay, yeah, it fits right there. We're going to put it right there and say that's where that goes. And now this other larger part that has the Konami logo on it. Maybe it goes first, and then the other piece goes on top of that. No. Maybe it goes upside down. Okay. This is dumb. This is really dumb. Okay. That looks like it belongs. This looks good. But that piece definitely has to go in first. As it will go. And then what are we thinking? That's too far, so probably needs to go. Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like it was made to go here. Except it can't go that way. It has to be flipped over the other way. Oh, why is that that way? This is now confusing.
Okay. That's close. It has to go in that way somehow.
I just need to get it to clear this. Well, you know, if I turned it the other way, would that work? If I turn this piece around. Yeah. Okay. Down. Oh, look at that. Okay, now we just need to take these last two pieces and find some place to toss those. They just need to sit below the line so that this top piece of cardboard can go in. Okay, that's a good spot for that one. Will these fit side by side? Can I do it?
Trying to rebox a Rock Revolution controller. I know. Okay. Now we're just going to take all these bolts and just throw them in the fucking box. Like this. Saw another drum stand over there that had the Konami logo on it, and I got very confused for a moment, but that's the Drummania PlayStation 2 controller. Totally different.
Okay. Look at that. I mean, don't literally look at that.
Well, you can't deny that I did that.
Huh, okay. Well, now what? This package still isn't here. Okay. What I really need is a dumpster and a can of gas. Now, what I really need is I need to replace some of the plastic tubs that I am keeping things in, because a lot of them got damaged in the move, which is frustrating because some of these things are like $25 a pop, but also they're flimsy and fucking shitty. So, hey, of course that's going to happen. All right, we're going to take this. This is an empty PlayStation 5 box. I slide that out from underneath this. This is okay. And throw it up top here. Perfect. Look at that. Look at that. Okay. I had a I'm a little bummed. I don't know. At the end of the day, I think the actual thing I want to say here is who fucking cares, but I had a I guess I had taken the game out, but I had a collector's edition for Fallout 76, which comes with the helmet and a poster and some other junk. And it was sitting in my garage, and I don't know what happened. I need to monitor this. It doesn't rain. It never rains in Southern California. I don't know if you know that. Except for the times when it has. And this must have been one of the times that it had, but like, I don't know if water got under my garage door, but like, that box was rotted out, wet, gross, stuck to the garage floor. Like water had gotten in there and stayed there. And so I had to open that whole box, take the things out of it, and then throw the box away on account of it being totally destroyed. Do I have the bag? No, the bag was with a different, I think it was with, you ordered it directly from them or something. Whatever edition I had was not the bag edition. This one came with a poster and the helmet. And what am I looking at here? A drum stand? No. Ooh, is this the... Which guitar game drum pedal is this? Is this the Rock Revolution pedal? Because I'm not about to go open that fucking box back up. I just got it. The helmet's not foam. The helmet's plastic. I don't know. It's got a size to it. I don't think it would fit on me. It's bigger than the Halo helmet, which I have two of here for some reason. But yeah, I think I need to rebox a lot of this stuff because a lot of the boxes got damaged in transit. And I need, so that can be more sturdily stacked. I would love to... So on one side of my garage, have the rubber seals rotted? It doesn't look like it. It is a good question. But no, it looks... I mean, it's just not very big. Like, it's not like a rat catcher kind of big, scrapey bottom of the door. It's just a thin little strip of rubber. So... the door goes all the way down, but it's not like a tight seal, I'm guessing. But yeah, they're not rotted per se. They're just, I don't know. They're not big. I had to replace the seals at the bottom of my door at the old place because rats kept getting in. Remember when Mixlr wasn't expensive? So I've been grandfathered into the plan that I originally signed up for, as long as I keep giving them $10 a month or whatever, which I have been for the last several years, Let's see here. How much does it say? No. I just get an email once a month that says, this is to confirm that your Mixlr premium subscription has been successfully processed. We need to get back to that. That's something that the website will probably never have again. Is the fucking long-running joke of just saying, successfully processed. That's great that Mixlr actually uses that. I forgot all about that. That is some fucking early 2008 comedy right there. What else am I doing? I have re-ripped all of my CDs into FLAC, and now I need to go through them and say, like, which 5 of these do I care about? Which 10 of these do I care about? Whatever the number is. And then take the rest. And, I've been adding them all to Discogs. To see if any of them are worth anything before I just go and dump them. I think I am paying them $10 a month, and I am grandfathered into the unlimited broadcast stuff is the thing. There's another I was looking at it and going like, huh. I downloaded the app for it. There's an app called Blast that has a broadcasting kind of thing to it, but I don't know if it has chat or anything to that effect. So I downloaded the app thinking like, well, this would be good for, and I was like, oh right, I still have Mixlr, and I don't even, you know, use that all that often, but here we are. So looking around the garage, it's better than it was, but it's still kind of a disaster. That's a Guitar Hero drum kit over there. That's the Drum Mania drum kit. And also, I think, a Rock Band drum kit over there. I've got these 3 boxes here. That's the Rock Band Pro Bass controller and the Keytar down there. What do I use to tag the FLAC files? I use Music Brains for all my tagging purposes. So now I've got like CDs in 3 different parts of the garage. And I think that the ones that are in this box down here have not been scanned into my collection yet, so I can see if they're worth anything, and I need to do that, but I really don't fucking want to. I have the Capcom versus SNK2 soundtrack, and Discogs was trying to say that thing was like $300-$400 or something, which seems insane. I want to go through these CDs and see if any of them are worth anything before I just go take them to a Goodwill and go, here, you can have this. What do we have? You can have this copy of MC Ren's Kiss My Black Ass. Or perhaps the Adam Sandler classic, What's Your Name? Okay.
Oh, I found a rag here that I could have used to clean off that drum kit. Oh, well. Yeah, is it 700? Yeah, it's two for sale for $765, but, like, I don't think any have sold. So I don't know that that's a real price or just people going like, oh, this hasn't been sold before. Let's try and establish a stupid price. All right. Well. I know that these CDs have been scanned in and I can go put them back in the box. So let's do that. These Bloodhound Gang albums. Gotta move some stuff inside here. Should I put this? I'm going to wander off. Okay. Let's put this up here. This closet with a computer in it gets a little warm. Who could have guessed? heavy duty scrub brush.
Gonna clean this bathroom. You. Yeah. More things back into boxes, reducing their footprint. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Where can they live? Oh boy. Right there. It's not where I wanted to put them, but it will do for now. Okay.
Well, at least I got these two big boxes of shoes out of the house and into the garage. But now my garage looking like I was making progress in getting it more orderly has suffered a huge setback. Well, that's fine. All my books are out here, and I want a bookcase inside, but I don't know where to put it. And also,
my daughter pulls everything off of shelves and out of cabinets and all this other stuff, so it's just kind of hard to
put stuff places where she can see it or touch it or get to it without it just being everywhere. So maybe these books will have to live out here for a while.
Down here I've got, let's see. What is that? That is a PSP dev kit, a Tapwave Zodiac, a copy of Frogger for the Gamecom. That box has a bunch of weird shit in it. Oh, that's all my Neo Geo Pocket Color stuff in there too. Okay. this box that looks like a Commodore 64 and a Commodore 128 and the floppy disk drives to go with them. I plugged that 128 in a few years ago and it worked, still worked, so that's good. Got this big box full of records that I could flatten out. I could lay it down properly and then put stuff on top of it, maybe, but... I've got this pet hair vacuum sweepy. It's like you sweep things into it, and it's a vacuum that sucks it up, which is a neat idea if you have a lot of, kitty litter getting spread across a floor, but now that we are catless, it is not the most useful item. I mean, I guess you could use it to sweep breakfast cereal off the floor. We get a lot of that these days. Okay. I'm just trying to get the lay of the land in here, see what's where, and how many boxes are damaged in a way that's going to make me rebox things. I need four long boxes to rebox these Guitar Hero guitars and all that shit. Something heavier duty than what I got. Probably need another one or two, because I've still got another bunch of drum kits out here just sitting. Maybe the real answer is I just get down to one good Rock Band drum kit and take this Guitar Hero kit and throw it in the fucking ocean where it belongs. And then take this Rock Revolution kit and, I don't know, donate it, claim that it's worth $1,000, I don't know. Here's the rest of this Neo Geo Pocket stuff. A lot of this stuff is sealed. That's a sealed copy of Biomotor Unitron in there. Sealed copy of Puzzle Link 2 that's very dented up. Full of light bulbs. Oh. I thought maybe this was just more light bulbs, but it is a box with things in it. I should walk down because it doesn't belong there. Hey, jumper cables. Oh, all right. I'm going to get going. Everybody have a good day. I'll see you later.